Jambo, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Safari Mike's Planet Watch here at Radio Harambe. This is our show that talks a little bit about an animal or a conservation topic to just give you a little taste of life of the animal or just a little background on a particular issue or perhaps a review of a zoo or an aquarium that I have been to. Today, we're actually going to continue our series on the Maharaja Jungle Trek. The Jungle Trek recently celebrated its 25th birthday, so happy birthday to the Maharaja Jungle Trek. And in honor of that birthday, perhaps you should go over to our Tee Public store, and you can find that in the show notes of this particular show or any of the Safari Mike Planet Watches or Radio Harambes. You can also find it in the profiles of our various social media pages. In particular, on Twitter, it's at JohnBarVyOne, and on Instagram, it's Safari_Mike. Or at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Click on it, check out all the designs. One of them, as I said, is the Maharaja Jungle Trek, which was designed by Christina, and it's actually pretty awesome. So you can purchase that as a t-shirt or a hoodie or whatever you'd like, and visit the park, visit Maharaja Jungle Trek wearing a t-shirt with that design. Today, in celebration of the birthday of the Maharaja Jungle Trek back on March 1st, we are talking about the black buck. And that is an antelope that's found after you get through the tiger areas. It is an antelope that is found in India, and it is one of the few antelopes that actually have very pronounced sexual dimorphism. And that it means, basically, males look a lot different than females. All baby black bucks are born sort of dusky brown looking. However, females are the only ones that stay that way. As the male antelopes get older, they become darker and darker until they're eventually essentially black along their body. And they get spiral V-shaped horns, so they look completely different than the females. Black buck prefer the open, short grasslands that are found throughout the central India. And they can live, but they can live up into semi-arid areas. As long as there's enough vegetation for them to eat, they can survive there. Their particular males dominate what they're called territorial males, dominate up to 30 acres of territory. Now, what that means is that there are other types of herds. There are bachelor herds of black buck, and there are female herds of black buck, and they'll wander through these territories of the dominant males. It is only the dominant male of a particular territory that will breed with the females that wander through its territory. Black bucks are powerful jumpers. They can leap straight right up into the air and will do so when they're alarmed by a predator. Historically, black bucks were hunted by tigers and even cheetahs, which were at one time numerous in the plains of central India. Unfortunately, cheetahs are extinct in that area, and tigers are all but extinct in that area. So now most of the predators are wild dogs or jackals, and both of those tend to eat mostly the black buck young. Black buck can actually live up to about 16 years in captivity. Now, today, they are only found in small, scattered herds in protected areas throughout their range. There's actually only one small herd left in Nepal. There's less than 200 animals living in the quote-unquote wild of Nepal. The black buck used to be found all the way into Pakistan and Bangladesh, but they are considered extinct in those areas. Now, fortunately, in India, they are of least concern. That means they are quite numerous. And there are large protected herds and protected areas throughout India where the black buck has thrived. So it is considered not endangered. In fact, it is considered least concerned. You can find the black buck at the Maharaja Jungle Trek after you get through the tigers areas. And after you get through the various palace area, and it is found with the cranes and deer from the area before you get to the aviary. So next time you are at the Maharaja Jungle Trek, take a look for the black buck, and you will take a little bit of this information and know that in some places in the wild, they're actually, unfortunately, extinct. They were hunted, obviously, for food, and of course, habitat destruction has been a problem for the black buck over the course of the last couple of centuries. So that is today's little episode of Safari Mike's Planet Watch on the black buck. I again direct you to our Tee Public store, and I want to thank you for listening. Kwaharini, and go well.